And welcome to Britain's flagship science programme, Cool Science, where every week we prove that real science is both hip and happening. Yes, no social science or economics here, folks. And tonight we are especially delighted to be joined by a leading British scientific celebrity, or scientebrity, as she prefers to be called, a woman who perhaps more than any other has made the scientific establishment sit up and question the very role of ambitious, talented women in the hothouse environment of contemporary science. I refer, of course, to Dr. Annabel Fox of the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute. Dr. Fox, it's truly wonderful to have you here.
Yes, I'm absolutely sure it is.
Now, Dr. Fox, you have been described in more than one gossip column as the Nigella Lawson of popular science, only without the culinary skills or the super-rich ex-husband. Is that a description of yourself that you would recognise?
Well, I prefer to think of Nigella as the Annabel Fox of popular cuisine, only without the two PhDs or the perfect bone structure.
Gosh, yes, that's so true. Of course, you are best known to the British public for your extensive TV work, which Robert Winston has famously described as leaving him speechless.
Well, I do like to think that I have, in my own modest way, inspired a generation of inquisitive young girls to kick against the traces of the traditional testosterone-soaked scientific establishment and proudly say, from now on, it's my science, my way, because I'm worth it.
Oh, yes, Dr. Fox. Now, there's been a lot of speculation recently about the true nature of the scientific programmes carried out at Mount McCabe. I wonder, how would you describe them?
I would describe them as important.
Could you perhaps elaborate on that for us?
Certainly. They're extremely important.
Perhaps just a tad more detail? Maybe explain something about the rabbits?
The rabbits? Well, Hadrian is very protective of his leaks.
Yes, but why is an astronomical observatory secretly experimenting on rabbits?
Look, whatever we're doing, it's a very cost-effective use of taxpayers' money. Every penny spent on Mount McCabe is a penny well spent, which supports not just a programme of cutting-edge science documentaries, but also a surprising number of jobs for the little people, both in the local catering economy, of course, but also in wider UK cosmetics and beauty industry. What we take from the state, we give back to the community. Honestly, what would the British people rather have? A replacement for Trident? Or a new series of Annabelle's Aardvark Adventures? Really, the choice is that simple.
Eloquently put, Dr. Fox. Now I understand.
Yes. I like to think my special skill is the ability to take all sorts of complex interconnected issues and boil them down to a level so simple that ordinary people, like you, can just about begin to grasp them.
Yes, but without losing their thrusting scientific relevance, I suppose.
Well, let's not push it. I'm not Supergirl, despite what George Clooney used to think. And let me just say, for the record, you blew it, George.
Well, that was George's loss and our gain. Dr. Annabel Fox, thank you so much for this insight into your important work and that of your institute.
Well, it's been a blast, but now I must run. I'm booked for the Graham Norton show in half an hour. Send my check to the usual place.